Okay, thank you. Right, remind you, looking round, I know most of the faces here. But just in case you don't know me, I'm Yvonne. I come here and cook the dinner every week with amazing helpers. And I'm really glad that I come because, as I also always tell people, lots of you have heard me say before, I'm a nutter and a drunk. Nutter in the sense that I am a mental health outpatient these days from the lady. Well, I used to be an inpatient, but I'm an outpatient now. And a drunk means I'm an alcoholic. I've never seen anybody here drunker than I used to get, but I haven't had a drink for many years now. But I also know that if I pick one up, I will go right back down to where I was. As loads of people know, because however tempting it is to just have one, we know we can't. I know we've been back, this is our third week back now, but I haven't had a chance to talk to you since the summer. And although in the month we were off, I did see quite a lot of people about. And I was also conscious if I didn't see anybody about, and I asked around, that other people always knew. And to me, that's part of what I want to talk about tonight is caring. Because one thing I do notice about everybody that comes to the feast is how much people do look out for one another and care for one another. You know, I meet up with people and it seems to me it's always the people who've got least that are most willing to share what they have got.
Yvonne?
I would run into somebody.
The first time I came to this place, yeah, I was walking passing from my house. I just lived around the corner, yeah. This place gave me warm and a welcome and a heart from our Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Bless you.
And you looked after me.
Bless you so much for saying that, because that's part of what we do at the feast.
I didn't know where to go. I never knew nobody, yeah. But now I'm very happy,
I know,
yeah. And I met a very lovely husband to be.
Yeah.
He's sitting there. Excuse me.
Don't embarrass him. Yeah. I'll talk to you after. Thank you so much, sweetheart. Thank you, sweetheart. I'll chat to you afterwards, but thank you for listening to that, everybody. That's just another way in which people here care about one another. Now, I get pretty sick these days of hearing people going on about benefits scroungers, wasters. You hear so much of it. Now, I'm not going to talk politics to you. We all know what the politicians do to help us, which is very little, the lot of them. What annoys me is the stuff they put in the papers. They say, oh, most people in this country think that people on benefits get too much. The point is, most people in this country have no idea how little people on benefits get. And if that weren't the case, there would not be the need for things like food banks. And I seem to increasingly see people whose money's been stopped or held up or delayed.
All of us.
But the good side of that is that I've seen people caring for one another. If I bumped into somebody one day who needed to ring his brother, but a friend had a bit of credit left on his phone and had lent him that credit so he could make one call. I was lucky I'd got a lot of credit on my phone, so I was able to let him make a longer call. But that just shows to me, people have a cigarette, they'll share their cigarette. People share their cans. And it's all about caring. But do you know, as bad as it is that people need the food, I was talking to one of the ministers here this afternoon, and I said something which I first thought about ages ago. Supposing everybody had enough money to buy what they needed, supposing everybody had enough food, would we need to have the feast? Would we need to have the feast if everybody had enough money? And I thought, yes, we would always have the feast. Because that's not what the feast is about. Yeah, it's great that people can come and have a hot meal. But it's not, because somebody else might say, no, it's not like a soup kitchen where you go up and get food to take away. It's somewhere where you come and sit down and we get to know one another. If this was the sort of place where I was cooking the dinners and people were coming in, getting one and going away, I would not know everybody so well. And that would be a lot fewer friends. Because now, I don't think I ever walk through Catford, whatever time of night, without seeing somebody I know from the feast. And I feel safer and more loved because of that. And that's what the feast is mostly about. It's about all of us. People here. The people who help us serve the dinners, clear the plates. People who talk to one another. Is that the feast is about caring. And in actual fact, if you look at your Bible and what Jesus did, it's full of meals. That's what he went spent a lot of his time going around doing. Long before the Last Supper, there's the one most of you will have heard of, and I bet a lot of you would like to go to, the one where he changes his meal when he changes water into wine. There's the meal when he gets the little boy to bring the loaves and fishes to share it all out. There's lots of meals. Because being together and sharing and caring about people is what is most important about the feast. And that's why I'm really glad to be here, and I'm really grateful that all of you come. Thank you very much.